All right, we want to get right to it because I want to share tonight. Wasn't Easter wonderful? And I'll tell you, we had church. It was a great, great time in the house of God. We were packed in both services, overflow in both services. It was just one of those kind of wonderful times in the Lord. A lot of people got saved, and it was just good. It was good. We had Resurrection Sunday. Amen. I've always believed that the way you plow the field of people's souls is the Word. The Word is the plow. And what I want to do on our Hour of Power for the next few times we meet is I'm going to begin to prime us as a church to, first of all, understand what true revival is, what an awakening is, what it looks like, how it manifests. I want to hopefully create a hunger in our hearts for such a thing. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to read one verse just about prayer. But then I'm going to, tonight quickly, I'm going to just begin to broach this subject by sharing with you just the brief highlights of several revivals that have rocked America. Okay? And then in the next few times we meet, once a month, Hour of Power, I'm going to take one of those revivals and expand on it. And I want to show you what it did. I want to show you how it manifested. Because, you know, if you can conceptualize it, if you can visualize it in God, when you see what God did in the past, He did it then, He can do it again. Amen. So we're not up here just playing church, playing tiddlywinks. No, we want to see God do something. So, Acts chapter 2, just to show you, what did the early church spend their time doing? Here it is, verse 42. They continued steadfastly. That means you couldn't budge them from it. In the apostles' doctrine, doctrine is just teaching. That's it, in teaching. And fellowship, breaking of bread, I take that to be communion, and in prayers. They continued steadfastly in prayers. You could not budge them, pry them away from the place of prayer. You could not do it. They prayed, and that's how they were able to really conquer Rome. That's how they were able to turn the world upside down. It was not by might. It was not by power. It was by the Spirit of God in answer to prayer. So, let's just talk for just a little bit about revival, and then we're going to pray. Seven characteristics of revival is what I'm going to just hit on. But real quickly, every revival or awakening in history in America has had several key nation-shaking, nation-transforming revivals. Now, just to kind of mince words a little bit, I do believe when it's national, it's an awakening. When it's local, it's revival. But when it's national, it's an awakening. America has had several. Now, let me just give you an example of some of those awakenings. Every revival or awakening leaves a unique signature. Always. There's a residue from it, an effect of a footprint from it. Let me give you an example. From the 1720s through the 1760s, just before the signing of the Declaration of Independence on the part of America in 1776, America was birthed in awakening. The Great Awakening is what we call it. Capital G, capital A, the Great Awakening, swept England and the early American colonies from the 1720s to the 1760s. So for about four decades, America, the breath of God was blowing on this land. Youth led the way. Do you hear that, young people? Youth led the way. They were the primary spearheads of the revival. Watch this. Tens of thousands of people turned to Christ. While from 1740 to 1742, where it peaked, American churches across the board doubled in attendance and stayed that way. Now, I'm going to talk about the Great Awakening in greater detail next time. Then there's the Second Great Awakening. That swept America from 1800 to 1840. So about a century after the Great Awakening came the Second Great Awakening. An unparalleled 100,000 people were converted in Rochester, New York in 1931 alone. Just in Rochester. Can I say this? I was born there. That's where I was born. My birth certificate, Rochester. Okay? 100,000 in Rochester. And that's way when the population wasn't near this big. 100,000 in 1 year. Then 1857 came what's called the New York Businessmen, and prayer took center stage. New York Businessmen's Prayer Revival happened in 1857 in New York. Boy, could they use that now. It was called the Great Prayer Meeting Revival. So it happened half a century after the Second Great Awakening. So look how God sent awakenings about every 50 to 100 years to America. The Great Prayer Meeting Revival saw upwards of, now I'm going to just get ready. I want you to listen to what I say. They saw upwards of 1 million people turn to Christ in 1 year. All right, at its height in 1858, 10,000 businessmen out of a population of 800,000, 10,000 out of 800,000 gathered daily in New York City for prayer. 10,000 businessmen. When the man that started this prayer meeting started, 6 men were there. Did you catch that? 6 men. He kept at it. And it grew and it grew until all of a sudden, kaboom. Amen? Now I'm gonna ask you, can God do it again? All right? Now, then came 1906, which is another 50 years later, and the Azusa Street Revival. And the Azusa Street Revival broke loose. Azusa Street Revival was very strongly interracial. It tore down racial barriers in America, just tore them apart, because black, white, yellow, red all came together to pray and for the Holy Spirit to fall. Amen? That was Azusa Street. Now, the Pentecostal churches are the lasting result of Azusa Street. The whole Pentecostal denomination came out of Azusa Street, 1906. We're moving ahead now. And I'm going to stop there to giving you examples. Let me just talk to you quickly. All revivals or awakenings share common themes. Here they are. Timing. Revivals emerge during times of spiritual and moral decline. They don't come in the best of times. They come in the worst of times. And it leads to intense prayer because people say, if God doesn't move, we're gone. Are we there?
Yes.
Are we there right now?
Yes.
Prayer. So timing, then prayer. God puts a longing into the hearts of many people to pray for revival. It becomes a burning. We've got to pray. I'm praying that that positive, good spiritual infection infects this church. The Word, number three. The preaching or the reading of God's Word brings deep conviction and desire for Christ. Anytime you see an awakening gripping America, you will find a return to the Word. A return to the Word. I can't get enough of the Word. Can't get enough of that Bible. I got to keep on reading. I got to feed my soul. Fourth, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes people to a spiritual depth they would never have achieved on their own. The Holy Spirit moves supernaturally across large swaths of people, and they become, under that anointing and that move of the Holy Spirit of God, something they've never been before and never would have been without the touch of God.
Amen.
Spiritual forces for God. So say with me, timing,
timing.
Prayer,
prayer,
the Word, the Holy Spirit. And then you will see this with every genuine revival or awakening. Conviction. Conviction. Lost sinners become deeply convicted over their sins and they cry out to God for mercy and forgiveness. Deep conviction of sin. That's from the Holy Spirit. When He comes, He will convict the world of sin. That's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. And when you see people weeping and crying and wringing their hands over the sin in their life, and they turn to Christ, you're looking at revival. Six, glory for God. God alone receives the praise of a genuine awakening or revival. No one person gets the glory or the praise. God gets all the honor, all the glory, and it points every eye to Jesus. Because that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never points you to a man. The Holy Spirit points you to Christ every single time. And last, reformation and renewal. If it's a genuine awakening or revival, revival produces lasting fruit. New ministries are founded, and the society where it happens experiences a reform of morals as more and more people convert. There is a more... Now look, the absence of revival, we see what we're seeing in America right now. A downward spiral into moral madness. But when revival falls... I read in the Great Awakening, there were entire towns, every saloon in it shut down and went out of business because of the move of the Holy Spirit. Shut it down. And the saloon keepers were thrilled to get saved. A majority of Americans, I'm going to close with this, we're going to pray. In close, a majority of Americans believe our country is going downhill. And I'm right there at the top of them. If you have any discernment at all, you've got to know America is on the brink of collapsing. Christianity is prevalent, but it's not powerful. The only solution left is not Republican, not Democrat, not Libertarian, not an army, not a navy, not Marines. The only thing that's going to save America is an awakening. That's it. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a closing statement here. It's come to this. I really believe this is where we are tonight as we pray. Our nation will experience a fresh outpouring of God's Spirit, or our nation is going to collapse. More than likely in your lifetime and mine. You really believe that, Jeff? Oh, yes, I do. History tells us that national revivals and awakenings can't be manufactured. You can't fake it. They are sovereign acts of mercy and grace by God Himself when He supernaturally achieves in a short span of time what would otherwise be impossible. And the good news is God loves to respond to the prayers of His people. Amen. The decision belongs to God alone. He gives us the privilege of hastening revival through humble, repentant prayer. So let us pray. Amen. How many of you know that what I said tonight, it's true? Amen. We need awakening like we need oxygen. So let's stand together tonight, can we? Thank you, Lord. Now, we took a little longer tonight to get ready to pray, but it's important because I'm going to lay this foundation until all of us so understand what awakening looks like and we're so desirous to see it, we're going to get in here and we're going to start crying out to God. And who knows what God is going to do. And I'm believing that it starts right here. Amen? Amen. Father, we just come to You tonight. We know that we need God. Lord, we see these great awakenings, these movements of the Holy Spirit that happened in the past and literally shook entire cities like New York, shook entire nations like early America. Lord, we see that early America, the early American colonies, were literally saturated in revival and awakening. This nation, Lord, was birthed in the womb of revival and awakening. And Lord, that's our roots. That's what we came from. That's what our beginnings were. And Lord, we come to you tonight and we tell you, Lord, we have grievously sinned against you. We confess to you, Lord, that we have grievously, wickedly sinned against you. We have broken your laws, broken your commandments, flaunted our sin in your face, shaken our fist in the face of God. Lord, we have defied you. We have blasphemed you. We have ignored you. We have swept you under the rug. We have kicked you out. We have removed you from the public square and from the schools and from the courts and from our very minds. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us in the name of Jesus. How we need the forgiveness of God tonight, Lord. How we need the washing of the blood of the Lamb. How we need, Lord, your mercy and your grace like we've never needed it before. We see our nation on the very brink of disaster. And a genuine societal collapse if God doesn't move. But Lord, we're coming to you. Here we are in our little neck of the woods. Here we are, Lord, on Garden Acres in South Fort Worth. Here we are in our building, and we're crying out to you, God. We're asking you, Lord, to have mercy once again on America. You sent revival in the 1700s. You sent it in the 1800s. You sent it in the 1900s. And now we're asking you, Lord, to do it again. Do it again. Do it again. We're asking you, Lord, don't let America perish. Don't let it die. Lord, it's the beacon of freedom to the world. Don't let it be lost to history. We're asking you, Lord, in Jesus' name, as a church body, we have come together tonight believing with all of our hearts that God answers prayer. Lord, we believe you answer prayer. Your ear is inclined to the righteous. Your ear is inclined to us right now. You're listening to your church. Lord, you said what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose will be loosed in heaven. You said, Lord, the gates of hell would not prevail against an attacking church. So, Lord, tonight we ask you to graciously and mercifully, not because we deserve it, but because we know without it, Lord, we are undone. We're asking you to breathe on this land. Breathe the breath of the Holy Spirit. Lord, this is the worst of times, the darkest of times that I can remember in my lifetime in this country. And yet, Lord, it's ripe. It's ripe for you to move and sweep this nation and bring into the kingdom of God literally millions of people. Lord, we ask you for it. We cry out to you for it. Can we lift our hands, dear church? And just say with me, Lord Jesus, I agree tonight in prayer. We agree together as touching that this will be done. We agree that you will send the moving of the Holy Spirit, a mighty awakening, a merciful revival. Lord, that you will shake America from coast to coast. We believe it, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We know we don't pray in vain tonight. But we ask you to do it, Father, in the mighty name of the Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus who answers prayer, in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and the soon coming Messiah. We ask you, Lord, to do it. We ask you, oh God, to do it again. In Jesus' name, Jonathan, grab the mic and come on up here, would you? And since it was youth that blazed the trail in the Great Awakening, let's pray that God will raise up a host, an army of youth starting right here, or at least let us be a part of it. And let's believe for a revival. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, we bless your name right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You're so good, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Out of the mouth of babes, God, you have perfected praise, God. We thank you, O Lord, that you are moving even now, Father, in this sanctuary. Yes, in this country, in this nation, oh God, that has been founded on biblical principles, oh Lord. And God, we know that there's still a yearning, there's a burning desire, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
don't want
Lord.
It to get lost from generation yes, to generation, Lord. Oh God. So we are just coming to you right now, Father, for all the young people, the younger generation,
yes,
oh God, That they will carry the baton. God, they will carry the torch, Jesus. Father. We just pray
touch
right
them,
now,
Lord,
Jesus,
Jesus,
that your hearts would be stirred
touch
up,
them,
God,
Lord,
with
Jesus.
A holy desire, a holy burning
yes,
passion,
Lord.
God, to see
yes,
change,
Lord.
God, to see revival,
yes,
Father.
Lord, yes,
it feels
Lord,
like
yes,
sometimes
Lord.
They're being pushed to the back, God, and everyone is making decisions for their future, oh Lord. And I know, God, that some of them are tired, God. They're stirring,
yes,
Father. And
Lord.
I just pray, oh Lord,
yes,
that they will
Lord.
Be stirred with a holy righteousness,
yes,
oh God.
Lord,
that they will rise up, Father, in the name of Jesus and say, no,
yes,
no
Lord,
more.
Jesus.
We're not going to allow
mercy,
the enemy
Lord.
To come in and take
have
away
mercy,
our generation.
Lord.
But we are
have
going to
mercy,
pray.
Lord.
We are going to fast.
Mercy,
and we
Lord.
Are going to seek the Lord
have
our God
mercy,
because
Lord.
We know he is mighty to save.
Mercy,
we know
Lord.
He is mighty to move.
Have
we know
mercy,
that he
Lord.
Can do the impossible. And God, we know right now that we are the ones that have been
have
chosen
mercy,
as
Lord.
A new birth, a new awakening to come, Father. So God, I pray right now, Lord, that they will realize, Jesus, that you are calling them deeper, that you are calling them to a greater place, oh Father, that they, oh God, can do the mighty things of God in your name, oh Lord. And I just ask
Lord,
right now,
mercy,
God, that
Lord.
You would soften their hearts,
Lord.
Jesus, and let them be
dear
sensitive
Lord.
To the things of God.
Dear
let them
Lord.
Have discernment, Father. Let them reject
dear
the
Lord.
Ways of the world and
in
reject this
Jesus,
culture
Spirit.
That is contrary to the word of God. Let
Lord
them
God.
Reject this culture, Father,
yes,
with
Lord.
A holy indignation, Father,
yes,
and say
Lord.
That they will not serve
yes,
the
Lord.
God of this culture, but they will
yes,
serve
Lord.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and
yes,
Jacob.
Oh
and they will rise up with the blood of Jesus and say that the blood of Jesus still saves today, oh God. I thank you right now,
yes,
oh Lord,
Lord,
that I know some of them even now, Father, in this church, God, that are tired, Father. They are tired of church as usual,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
And they want to come in, Father, and just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way.
Yes,
I pray that you will use them as vessels
oh
of righteousness, oh Lord,
yes,
that
oh
they
God.
Will proclaim the goodness of God in their schools, that they'll proclaim the goodness of God at home in their neighborhoods, God. No matter where they are, Father, they will not be ashamed
yes,
of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
yes,
for it
Lord.
Is the power of God and the
yes,
salvation,
Lord.
Father. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you
yes,
will raise up an
Lord.
Army, Father. Raise up an army, Father. Raise up an army of believers, of young people, oh God, who will be used
yes,
by you
Lord.
To change the atmosphere
yes,
in their
Lord.
School right
dear
now
Lord,
in the mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus. We declare
yes,
it and we believe
Lord.
It in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Ray, would you come up? And he'll need that. A lot of our church does not know that some of the amazing doors that have opened up for Pastor Ray and Nancy to go into schools. So in a nutshell, tell them the wide open door that has happened at Pointer
oh,
and a couple of
goodness.
Other places where you're addressing all the children in the school.
We are. I don't know if we told you, but I think we mentioned a couple of weeks back, maybe a month ago, during a lunch break, a little girl was unresponsive in her classroom. We were in the lunchroom with, I don't know, four, five, six classrooms, a grade of kids, and they saw the trucks come in,
the
fire
trucks.
And the
principal of the school has invited you in.
Yeah. They invited us in to come and speak to every child during lunch. Now,
that's
this is
amazing.
Pretty unheard of. But then they saw the fire trucks and the ambulances and the police cars. The children start to panic. Nancy was asked by the principal to come up and do something. We need to do something to get these children back to peace again because they can see everything going on. And they're on lockdown. And Nancy began to pray out loud in school. Every child head bowed. Every child head bowed. Every child.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said amen, you felt this peace just fall all over the entire room. Principal walks up, hugs Nancy, and says, thank you so very, very much. That was the perfect thing to do. That's not heard of in school.
No.
That's not heard of in school. But I want you to know something, that children have the seed of God and the seed of God's love and his word is planted in their hearts. A couple of centuries ago, a child sat in a classroom in a town somewhere in the Northeast, and that child began to pray and then cry out of conviction. The teacher said, what's wrong? And the child says, I can't stop crying. Teacher said, go outside into the playground until it's over. Several kids followed that young person. And before long, the entire school's out there praying and crying and just calling upon God. And people who are walking by falling on their knees. The town that it belonged to literally closed down. This is in one of those revivals. It closed down. And people were stopping on the streets. They didn't know what was going on at the school. They just felt the presence of God. Now, I have to tell you something. The presence of God is coming. It's here. He is here right now.
Right.
All we have to do is wake up and begin to realize what God has called us to do. We are the light of the world. Jesus put that
Amen.
Light in us. Let's
Amen.
Go out and shine for Him.
Well, Ray, I think you're about to preach.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's pray. Let's pray for the children because they have this amazing wide open door. They actually asked our church to go and walk their halls and pray.
Amen.
I mean, come on.
Amen.
So go ahead, let's
right.
pray.
Father
thank
in
you,
heaven,
Lord.
We thank you. We praise you for the opportunity
thank
to just
you,
lay at our feet.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't deserve any of that.
Yes, Lord.
But you have called upon us to get up and walk with your love into the school system, into our schools, our homes, our cities, our communities. Father, mm-hmm. we pray right now that you would convict us right now.
Yes, Lord.
So that we would fall on our knees and cry and
yes,
pray
Lord.
And call upon you so that the power of God would
yes,
flow
Lord.
And surround our cities and engulf our entire country.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We ask that you would help each one
yes,
of us
Lord, the Spirit of God,
to
Father.
Stand firm in your word.
God,
to be able to show your love
yes, Lord.
Out of compassion for everyone. Father, we pray that the apathy that's within the church, Father, we first of all, we ask your forgiveness. We have been
yes,
and
Lord.
Are apathetic at times. Help
yes,
us, Lord.
Lord,
to stand strong in the light of
yes,
who you
Lord.
Are. Help us to be the man and the woman that you've called us to be.
Yes, Lord.
To walk with the gospel and the word of God. Help us, Lord. Help us to be the fathers that we need to be. Help each father to stand strong and become, walk into the authority that you gave them to raise their children and to keep
yes,
their family
Lord.
Strong. Bless every one of these mothers, Father. Each one of them, because many of them have taken on the role to be able to teach their children about you.
Yes, Lord.
Bless these single moms, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help them
yes, Lord.
As they reach their children's hearts that are becoming more and more and more away from God. Help them to raise them in the godly
yes,
in a godly home. Father,
yes,
we thank you. Bless each one of us with your presence in such a way that people will see you shining through us. We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Father. You will do it again. You will do it again.
Yes, Lord.
We know you will. The last
yes,
days
Lord.
Are upon us, and we know you're
yes,
about to move.
Lord.
Father, let
yes,
us be a
Lord.
Part of that great movement. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Amen. And when I stop to think about how this principal just called Pastor Ray and said, there's so much darkness in the school. We need prayers. And she's a female principal, said, would you and your church come and walk our halls and pray against what is attacking this school? And, I mean, you know, does a bird want to fly? So we took advantage of it. But how rare is that in modern day America? That's extremely rare.